Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face, we can talk through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, let's talk truth.
Good evening, everybody. This is Lois, and this is the host of Let's Talk Truth, Blog Talk Radio. And we're here today just to share with you some thoughts and some insights on some different situations. And we want to welcome everyone that's listening in, taking part in the studio, or wherever you're listening from. We want to thank you for being here. This evening, we're going to talk about many labels, and I wear them well. If you don't understand what we're talking about, let me give you just a little background of what we're saying here. Every person living is stuck with wearing some type of label, and I personally believe that it is our personal responsibility to wear that label well. In other words, whatever you call yourself, that's what you should be doing well. We all want to thought of by other people as being the best. That's the best father, that's the best mother, that's the best child, the best sibling. We have the best pastor. I'm the best church member. And let's not forget the best husband, the best wife, the best boyfriend, girlfriend, and last but not least, the best friend. So these are the different labels, and I'm going to ask you all in a few minutes, can you think of any other label that we didn't do just then, we didn't name just then, because out of every label that we wear, we want to be thought of as having a good label. Now, there are some labels we don't want to be associated with, like we don't want the label of prostitute or gigolo or drug addict or dope dealer. These are a lot of things that we don't want to be labeled with, even though some of us are. And we're just here today to examine the labels we wear and how well we represent them, because this comes a time where our labels actually, we are dependent upon our labels to make us shine and to know that we're doing a good job. I'm going to go back and say this. We all have a purpose. We were all brought here in this world for a particular purpose. Now, that purpose is what you're labeled with. Your label has a lot to do with you head into your purpose and whether or not it's going to be a good thing deal with. But what if you're not doing such a good job? We should all take the opportunity to examine ourselves and say, okay, this label that I'm wearing, am I wearing it well? The thing that we make, we really do make a great impact on the lives of people when we misrepresent the label we wear. And our labels are assigned to us really and truly, I believe, by God, because as I say at the top of every show, we're not here to preach to anybody, but this show is called Let's Talk Truth. So if we're going to talk truth, we're going to have to put God in it somewhere, because he is truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. This is the kind of situation that we're faced with on a daily basis. So we're going to ask anybody in the studio, do you have, first of all, I'm going to ask this question. Do you believe in labels? Do you believe everyone has a label?
Yeah, that's who defines what we are.
That defines what we are.
You can have a label, you can be named your first name. Just certain names or labels.
Okay. And
you have to have something that label identifies you. If you can't be identified,
okay,
where do you fit inside?
Okay. So let me also put this out there. We have names. We have our surnames or our government names. What name, the name that we were given. And this identifies us as the person. But the purpose falls in other categories. Let's examine the first category that we mentioned. I mentioned being a good father. How many, do you think that all fathers think that they're potentially good fathers?
Yeah. They think it.
And
most of them are not.
What are some of the things that people fall short on being fathers?
Spending time with their children. Being a good example.
Being a good how to be humble, how to go out and take care of themselves. I believe that, all right, go ahead, you can say what you want to say. Okay, one of our young people in the audience, I believe she's 9, she said being a good father, showing others how to treat a lady, and she is awesomely on point right there. In fact, a lot of our young women nowadays don't know what to expect from a man, or how to demand the type of respect they need, because they have not been trained. And do you know how many young girls out there, ages of 6 and up, that know that their fathers are teaching how to let a man open the car door for you, how to let a man pull your chair out when you go to eat, and different things like that, how not to be disrespected during conversation. These are things that fathers represent well. And all the time, we don't have fathers that do that. How many young men, babies, do you see that still wearing Pampers and their pants are sagging? they're being taught by their fathers how to put an earring in their ear and how to sag their pants and talk slang. All of this is done at a very young age. Now, if this is done at ages 2 and 3, what do we have to look forward to when that young man is 9 and 10? It's going to be horrible. So we've tackled that label as being father. Now let's go over and tackle another label. What about mothers? Somebody give me something about mothers, being a good mother. Or how to
nurture.
Okay.
They also, the primary people that focus on is how to love.
Mm-hmm.
She gets to learn how to love through the house. Even though the daddy loves him, but to be shown mommy's.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers.
Because mother's nurture teaches the sensitive side. You find some people who have not had the right mothering and the right type of nurturing, they grow up to be hardcore women. Yeah, they don't have, I don't know if it's, they love in their own way, but they don't have the kind of compassion and the softness they need. Because they're too busy trying to, I guess, protect themselves. What do you think?
Well, women, I don't know if it's right, but women, it is a problem in their lives. The lives of women, they don't have to show compassion. That's a common trait. They had a deficiency somewhere in their life. You know, not fighting less than a woman like that. Something went on. They didn't receive it.
So they don't know how to give it.
And it's kind of crippled when they were smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So now life is kind of not the way a lady should be.
Mm-hmm.
Some aspects. They have some of it down, but not the whole way. You can automatically tell. When a woman does not have emotion, is not emotional, not like crying and all that, but
that softness.
If the boyfriend or the husband is more compassionate than they are, there's something.
Yes.
Not, and people just say, oh no, there is something, because that's not a man trait to be lovey-dovey and all that. We help and do all this, but ours is to look, locate, find food, get the food, make sure the family's safe. I'm not saying ladies and nothing can't protect the family, but protection is man's job.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Is to make sure that the children have it, their needs met. And when I say their needs, not food-wise, but their emotional needs met. Make sure that they little girls know how to love. Because you have a lot of little girls who mamas don't love. When they get up, they don't know how to treat husbands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, there go family to work because you don't know how to treat them. You think it's, oh, cool to treat them one way and then, oh, it hit the eye.
Mm-hmm.
And then but you want to get treated another way. And then when it comes down to that, yeah, all right, now you stuck in a house with 1,000 cats.
Yeah.
And your daughter just following that same road
mm-hmm.
that you did. Which is crazy.
Yes, it is. So we've addressed the labels of fathers and mothers. Now, let's address this label, child. what are some of the, what is a child's purpose? What?
To grow into an active adult, to be a productive adult.
Okay. So are we saying that when does a child have the ability or whatever to just stand there and say, I know I'm a good child. I know that I'm a good child. A lot of children think that their job is to just forever depend on mother and father, never once getting to a point where they can give back.
See, that's a deficiency, you know, in the labels of mother and father. They protect it, but sometimes overprotect their children. And that's why you get insufficient children becoming insufficient or not productive adults.
Okay.
That's why this world is like hands down, because folks don't want to fail. Kids don't want to fail. Parents don't want their kids to fail. They, you know, everybody get a ticket. Everybody gets a trophy. Well, you know, that right there is, as a mom or a dad, someone has the most control over the kid. You obviously didn't have the right control or that you think that that's a flawed way of thinking. Because if something should happen, God, so not God willing, God, I hope not. That child is going to be thinking that everyone's thinking is supposed to be given to him on a platter. That's not the case.
Now, we're talking now. We've addressed three sections of labels. Let's try and address this one. Siblings, brothers and sisters. That's a label. You look at somebody and say, well, I got one brother, I've got two sisters, and I've got, but how do you interact with those siblings of yours? Do y'all depend on each other? I know when siblings are little, it's good to teach them, you need to love your brother, you need to love your sister. But the influence that they receive once they get out into the world, it's totally different sometimes, and they don't take that into consideration. They don't measure it just quite right.
I think that siblings, brother and sister, or sister and sister, or brother and brother, they are the that teacher.